Friends, what ought our prayers to be as we live through these unusual days? Of course, we pray for the pandemic to be over. But that is not the end of our prayers. It is only the beginning. Let me offer some suggestions for prayer. And these are only examples of what our petitions might be, and certainly not a comprehensive list. Pray for the victims of the pandemic, those who are ill from COVID-19, and for those whose medical care for other issues is impeded by the pandemic. Pray for the families and friends of those who have lost loved ones. Pray for those who have lost their livelihoods. Pray for those whose lives have been turned upside down and who are struggling to cope. Pray for those who are struggling with loneliness or depression, who are battling their addictions in these days. Pray for those who, at risk to themselves, are providing essential services. Clerks in food and convenience stores, tradesmen who provide needed services, counselors and social workers who are helping people cope, people whose employment responsibilities put them at risk, all the employees involved in care for the aged, people in the medical system who provide ongoing care and emergency aid. Pray for those who are engaged in research related to the treatment of COVID-19 and the development of a vaccine. Pray for those who are simply struggling to get through these days safely and who are willing to help others around them to do likewise. Pray for those who govern and administer in our city, our province, and our country. Pray for the church, that it will learn much more about living and expressing the faith with integrity through these days. Pray that the church will grow in its expression of care for both its own membership and the needs of the community and the world around us. Pray for yourself. Pray that God will give you the strength, wisdom, and courage to live your faith prudently and compassionately, and that your commitment to Christ and His way will be deepened and matured. Pray, pray, pray.